I appreciate so much the wealth of experience and the spiritual sensitivity you bring to this work over half a century, I guess. What got you started, George? Was it just that you were raised in an activist family?
No, I wasn't brought up in an activist family, actually. I was brought up in a small town in rural Pennsylvania by parents who didn't think of themselves as being able to be powerful in influencing events. However, they were very religious, especially my mom. I went to church and became a very religious youngster. I was regarded by the elders of my church as potential child preacher material. And so they decided to give me a tryout, which led to my first bit of activism, actually. They gave me the pulpit for a Sunday morning coming up and said, prepare and be ready. And so I did quite a lot of praying on what subject I would preach on. So my sermon turned out to be that it seemed to be God's will that there should be racial equality. This was when I was 12 years old, so that would make it about 1949. At the end of the service, I was expected to stand, you know, in the back when people would be leaving and shake hands and so on. Basically, the message I got through body language, essentially, was, with regard to your future career as a child preacher, don't call us, we'll call you. So that was the first time that I got to take a public stand on behalf of something that now we would call activism. It led to quite a lot of reflection. I really had to think about, okay, so I'd done what I understood God to be calling me to do, and yet there's this distinct lack of interest out there. Isn't that an awful lot like what Jesus ran into himself? Because I was so fascinated with the example of Jesus. And he certainly, at various points, said stuff and did stuff that wasn't appreciated. And I thought, okay, so maybe that's what following Jesus means, that you might have good days, but you might also have bad days, and that doesn't mean you give up on it. You don't give up on activism. You just keep doing it.